have so much trust in that what is meant for us won't miss us. And whatever the future is for us as individuals, for the podcast, for the industry, all of that, the only thing we can do is like show up as the most like authentic versions of ourselves mm-hmm. with that calming kind of mission, and then and a whole lot of trust.
Hi there. Thanks for joining us. I'm Joanna Erisman.
And I'm Leah Alter, and this is Women Share, a celebration of women in financial services.
And today, it's just the two of us. Hey, Leah. So it's been a minute since we've done a host-only show. So yeah. We're excited to have this conversation with each other, and then hopefully you, our listeners, to be part of it as well. But really, today we want to talk about where we stand as a show. If you follow us on LinkedIn or you're an email subscriber or both, we've shared in recent weeks that, you know, we're at a decision point with the show. This has been always a passion project for both of us. And again, credit to you, Leah, like with the original idea and being like, hey, this is a thing, this is a need in the industry, you know, to share the voices of women and help give them a platform. So we've bootstrapped this show for coming up on 2 years, which that's amazing that we're at that
this
milestone.
Is episode 49. Just crazy.
Yes.
It's a lot of conversations.
It's a lot of conversations, but it's been so fun in terms of just the women we've gotten to meet and the stories that we've heard. It's been such a phenomenal experience. And we've also had, you know, some great sponsors come alongside us as well, you know, sponsoring us for kind of a three-month period, which has been fantastic and really instrumental in keeping the show going. But today we're looking, you know, we're at this decision point when you and I have talked about, hey, we either like go big or go home. That might be the wrong phrase, right?
Well, Well, I think, you know, the saying, what got us here won't get us there.
Yeah.
Really applies to kind of the point that we are at, which is we have had, incredible sponsors that have helped us at, you know, sort of a quarter at a time. And in order for us to really evolve the show, we need to be able to plan a little more long term, 6 to 12 months at a time. And we just have not had the opportunity to do that yet. So we have come to a point where we are exploring a lot of different options in terms of where to take the show. And there are some things in the works that unfortunately we cannot share yet, which we sure hope come to fruition. And we certainly will share if they do. But we're really open to sponsorship. Somebody who, a company or individuals or a combination of that can, that really see the vision and understand the importance of having a platform like this for the women in our industry. And we need someone who will come on for a little bit longer. So mm-hmm. a presenting sponsor that would be willing to commit to 6 to 12 months, or we offered all of our previous guests something called a pay it forward sponsorship, where they can pay it forward and sponsor a single episode for a future woman. And we're kind of opening that up now to everyone. So we would need 12 of those pay it forward sponsors to raise our hand and come on board. It's a $750 commitment, which pretty much would, I think, hit everyone's marketing budget. So we're hoping that maybe there's 12 of you out there that really want to help us continue to bootstrap. I would say that's definitely still in the bootstrap world. to keep going. You know, we're not here to sell anything.
Yeah.
We're not selling ourselves. We've never used this podcast to for business development or getting clients. We've truly done it out of a love and a passion for the women in this industry. And we're not going to ever be the biggest podcast or, you know, the flashiest podcast. We're really niche, right? We're also marketers who know that when you are niche, you have the opportunity of having a really captivated audience, and that's what we have. And I think that is attractive to the right sponsor, to the right organization. So that's all we really are going to say about that. We're not going to do a hard sell on anything. So if that is something you are hearing this and you want to explore, please reach out to us, womensharepodcast@gmail.com. We're happy to have a conversation and kind of go from there. Anything else?
Share more of the data. Well, I think one thing, you know, so we know the value of communicating, like, who is our audience and how has it grown and what is the engagement? So we've got that data ready to share. And I would say, given that we've had a limited ability to invest in like true marketing and growth, and that's all happened very organically, it's been exciting to watch. Like, we're just on LinkedIn at this moment, and seeing our LinkedIn followership grow. Like, we'll occasionally have our weekly status calls, and I'm like, we gained, like, you know, 40 followers in the last 2 weeks. And how did that happen? So I think it really speaks to the power of community and people engaging with the content and sharing it, which again is both a benefit from a marketing standpoint, but it's also an indication to us that this message is resonating and people value this sort of content. I would say one thing within our journey on this show, what it's opened my eyes to, and I'd be curious to get your perspective on this too, Leah, is I think I maybe started, I don't know if pessimistic is the right word. When we started out, I felt like, okay, where are the spaces for women in this industry, right? But what's been so fantastic is seeing the number of different professional associations and, you know, conferences that have women-specific breakouts or offshoots, that really seems to be growing. And I'm just really pleased at that momentum in the industry, even though, you know, it's not yet enough to move the dial as much as we'd all want to see it. I think that's been really eye-opening through this process. And so if there are opportunities, you know, through some of those associations or organizations for us to partner in some way, that's also something we would love to explore.
Yeah. I mean, I think that one of the big takeaways, if I reflect over the last 2 years, is how many women are all in the same boat. Like, we are all rowing in the same direction. And this being involved in this show has made me realize that we're not just like on an island. That there are a lot of women that are passionate about this, both from an industry perspective as well as the end client, the women investors, and getting more literacy and education in the hands of the women in this country so that they are making great decisions for themselves now and for their futures. And that has been wonderful. I just love the women we've gotten to meet, the conversations that we have, all the different perspectives that we have heard, how many similar stories also.
Yeah.
Like the connecting threads in a lot of the conversations really does bring up, to your point, this idea of community, of like, we really are more alike than we are different. And that is just such a like a hopeful perspective, regardless if Women Share doesn't exist in the future, if it does, regardless, I know that there are hundreds of women, thousands of women in this industry that really want to see the change that we also want to see.
Yeah. Well, and you made the, or you said, we're all in the same boat. I think we're in what I keep grappling with in my mind. I feel like we're all in individual boats right now, rowing in the same direction. And if we could just tie them together or get in one big boat and row, like we'll get farther faster, which that's a big like problem statement with no proposed solution. So I realize that's annoying, but that's the other thing where I'm like, how, I don't know. I just, connective tissue is something that the more, I just want to put it out there in the world that how do we connect to each other and help each other go farther, faster.
Well, and I think that was part of our mission with this podcast, right? Yeah. Was like, let's just kind of throw it out there and see who also kind of feels the way we feel or is passionate about this too. And it's been a pleasant surprise how many, and not just women, but a lot of men in the industry, organizations in the industry also. And yeah, I mean, I can't speak for Joanna. Well, maybe in this instance I can. You know, we feel very supported and appreciated. That happens. We get messages all the time from people who have been on the show or coming on the show or associated some way with a guest on the show. And that is very much felt and has in many respects helped us to keep going when we were not quite sure, you know, what the future holds. So
absolutely.
I think Joanna knows this about me. And if you've been listening to the show for any length of time, you probably know this too, which is like, I just really trust the universe or God or whatever it is that you believe. I have so much trust in that what is meant for us won't miss us. And whatever the future is for us as individuals, for the podcast, for the industry, all of that, the only thing we can do is like show up as the most like authentic versions of ourselves mm-hmm. with that common kind of mission and a whole lot of trust.
Yeah. Well, and one thing that I have appreciated about doing this show, aside from all of the connections and like folks that we've met, which has just been, again, so fulfilling, but personally, it's been such an exercise of just like letting go of all the ego driven, like I need to be, you know, buttoned up and the perfectionism, all of that stuff. And that's one thing I really appreciate and has been personally gratifying is just like that growth in that way, which I've said this before, Leah, but I'd like thank you because that has been a lot of your modeling that and leaving that and saying the things like just trust and like what's meant for you won't miss you and all the stuff. And that was a huge learning curve for me. And I just am so, that's been one of my favorite things about the show is like, you know what, we're going to come on here and talk about what we're going to talk about. And it's okay. Like it's all good.
Yeah, not anything of what we've done has been perfect. And and in the same way, it's perfect.
Yeah, right.
Well, and your willingness to get really edgy and go far beyond a comfort zone, especially like we had not known each other very long.
You know someone well, co-host a podcast.
I mean, it was only, I don't know, a handful of conversations before we dove into the deep end of this together. And, you know, I have said it many times, like I knew you were my co-host. There was never a doubt that you were the one, even though we didn't know each other that well. I just had that feeling that you were. And to see your growth and become so much more comfortable in the imperfection and letting ourselves have some fun and go with it has been so much fun. And then you're so good at reeling me in too. When I am in like the F it mode, I'm like, yeah, whatever. You're like, no, really, we need to rein it in and get this stuff done. So I do think that I could not have asked for a better partner. And I'm just incredibly grateful that you said yes and that we continue to just have such a valuable friendship. And I don't mean that in like an exchange of things. I mean, it's like of high value. And you have just, you've become such a good friend and a trusted colleague. And I can't say enough.
Oh, Thanks. Well, now I'm getting all, once again, Joanna's crying on the podcast or getting teary-eyed. Yeah. And, you know, I think in terms of what's next for us, like you said, it's, we'll see. We'll trust. And yes, we don't, that's where we'll going, see. Yeah, going into this conversation, it's like, okay, this is a, I think we're going to take some time. So if you don't, you know, see some new episodes for a while, it's because we're in this time of discernment and exploring new options. And I just want to say thank you too, to all of the folks who have engaged and given us some of these opportunities that we're pursuing and seeing where this show could go. So just thank you for all of our supporters out there and for those who are spreading the word and just sharing with their networks and that sort of thing. All of it matters and all of it is seen and appreciated by us for sure.
Yeah. We can't wait to update you guys with what is next for Women Share and for us as individuals. And just know, regardless, we are such big cheerleaders of all of you and wanting to see you succeed, wanting you to bring in that next generation of women into this industry and create a change and a much more healthy dynamic. And we're just really excited to see what's next.
Absolutely. Couldn't have said it better myself.
So, I mean, I think that's it.
Yeah. That's it.
All right. Well, we will see you all soon. And yeah, with that, I'm Leah Alter.
And I'm Joanna Ayersman. And we'll
see. Hope.
We hope to see you in the next episode of Women Share. Thank you for being here. Thank you for listening. And we just value your support. Take care.
Love it. Bye.
Bye.